it's a great honor to be here with Professor Wolfgang Hess. We really appreciate your coming and agreeing to be interviewed. We're asking everybody the same question as a starting question, which is, how did you get into this field? What brought you into the field of speech and language?
My diploma thesis. I studied electrical engineering at the University of Stuttgart in the 60s, and I was a student of the late Eberhard Zwicker, who is involved in hearing research, and he had developed a functional model of the ear, which was, let's say, crudely speaking, something like a channel vocoder, or a filter bank, with filters adapted to the characteristics of the critical bands. And he wanted to prove that this device was able to give a good preprocessor for speech recognition, and especially for the recognition of 10 digits. And they looked for students to implement an interface between their analog filter and a computer to process these things on that. That was an absolutely old one. It was called ER56, a development by Alcatel, at that time SEL, Standard Electric Lorenz, a German, which still worked with valve tubes, and had something like a memory of 10K, and it worked with punched cards or punched tapes, and it could only be programmed in machine code. Well, it was my task to make this interface, and then I also had to, when contacting the engineer who was in charge of that computer, then he told me, why are you going and trying to make all this like some kind of time normalization, which would be necessary to detect the beginning and the end of these numbers? Why are you doing that, trying to do that in hardware? Come here and program it. Uh-huh. And so I made only the, as a diploma thesis, I made only the device just to fill in the frames into the computer, and doing the rest during the rest by software. And that's what I did then as a, let's say, a six-month research project. Mm-hmm. And I stayed in that field ever since.